You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
This edition of It's My Money is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, your partner for global wealth creation. Welcome to It's My Money. It's My Money is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, and Brenthurst Wealth has been voted South Africa's top boutique wealth manager 2023. With me today is Maria Smit, speaking to us from Brenthurst Wealth in Pretoria. And I just want to read you a couple of sentences from an article that appeared on website biznews.com. And very, very interesting indeed, because it says the following. When it comes to managing your finances, we're often encouraged to stay calm, avoid risk, and remove emotion from your decisions. I'm here, she says, to tell you something different. And you are here, Maria. So you're talking about fear as being actually quite a strong influencer when it comes to your finances.
Yes, I went with that article to give people more or less an idea what us advisors have to deal with, the fears that we see our clients having and how you deal with those fears, because it doesn't help you just hide away from it. And at the end of the day, you actually financially have a problem after hiding away from your fears for a long time.
Quite right. And I remember distinctly, and I know the program, but I won't mention it. I saw a chap on this particular program say that fear is our most primal emotion or instinct. And you say facing your financial fears is one of the most powerful decisions you can make, because it empowers you to take control of your finances. So if you're afraid, something takes over, and whether you make better decisions or clearer decisions, I don't know. But what is your theory on this?
Yeah, so if you look at the fears people most commonly have, it is the fear of going into the market, saying, you know what, I'm going to stay in money market. I don't want to go into it. I've seen people lose money in the market. I don't want to go into the market. That fear of staying out of the market immediately makes your investment portfolio not grow with inflation. So then my fear, which is your portfolio is not growing with inflation, you aren't going to be able to afford the things you are affording now. So instead of being fearful for the market, what I like doing for my clients is say, you know what? This is a portfolio analysis. This is what the portfolio has done in the worst of times and also in the best of times, so that my clients can realize your portfolio will go up and it'll go down. You must just stay calm in those market cycles.
Okay, so there's a room for calmness in structuring your portfolio and dealing with your financial portfolio, but also fear is a key part. You talk about the fear of spending. You say our grandparents, who lived through much tougher economic hardships because of the Great Depression, World War II, etc., taught us a valuable lesson. You say you have to save for a rainy day. So the fear of spending is the first thing. What is the point you're making there, please, Maria?
Yes, and in this point, I want to instill, you know what, you might just have to have a fear of spending, because buying luxury goods now is not going to help you save for a rainy day. One thing we, in our office, our office looks out on the parking lot, and usually when you see someone driving a brand new car and they come in and you do the financial analysis, most of the time that's debt.
Yes.
And they don't have any savings for a rainy day. So then we have to be the bad guy and say, listen, there's not enough savings for a rainy day. We cannot make a miracle happen for you to have enough by the time you retire.
I think buying a shiny car, sorry to go off to interrupt you there, but I feel quite passionate about that. South Africans are addicted to shiny modern cars. They buy them from a dealer. It's new. And as soon as you put it on the road, it loses 15-20%. So yes, I mean, it's the worst kind of debt you can have, I think.
The worst kind of debt. And in South Africa, you just get a turn with that car until you get hijacked or it gets stolen. So you pay this ridiculous amount for a car, pay a ridiculous amount for the insurance. Instead of that, saving that money for a rainy day, then immediately if something happens, like with COVID, you know you have emergency savings. You know you'll be fine. And so in that option, I think instead of, how can I say, spending, have a fear of spending. Yeah. Because you have to think about what will happen in future. Most people don't do that. one day I'm going to start saving for retirement. Not yet, but one day.
Exactly. It's always manana, manana, as they say in Europe. Tomorrow I'll do it. Okay. Yes. Then you've got the fear of investing. You say many people worry about losing money when they invest, which can stop their wealth from growing. So again, you've got sort of this feeling in your head of buyer beware. In other words, buying financial instruments or asset classes or stocks, whatever it is. Fear of investing, what's your take on that?
So that one, I like using the quote from Warren Buffett that says, be scared when others are greedy and be greedy when others are scared. You have the best time to go into the market is usually when the market is down, because now you're buying stocks for a lot cheaper than what you would have when everybody wants to go into the market. When markets are high, that is the worst time to go into the market. So instead of being afraid of the market and not investing in shares and in high risk assets, just going into the money market is actually a bigger risk and should be a bigger fear for you, because now you are not beating inflation. So even though your money is safe, it's not growing enough for you to be able to afford your medical aid in 15 years' time.
Interesting point. Another headline in your article is the fear of missing out, and it's become a very, very well-used acronym, FOMO, and investment timing. Now, let's say you're at a braai or something, and you're standing around having a glass of something, and somebody says, well, I got into Nvidia 2 years ago, and I've made 300%. You think, crikey, I've missed out. It's a very, very, it's a very, very bad emotion, the FOMO emotion.
Yes, and the thing is that we as advisors see a lot is, in times when markets are down, our phone lines are quiet. People don't want to invest in. And then as soon as the headline comes out, the S&P 500 has reached record highs, we start getting phone calls. You should actually have invested in that time when markets were down, because now you are buying the shares, the Nvidia and things like that, when they are at record highs. And then from there, it cannot go up that much. So you missed out on the big bots. So instead of having that fear of missing out, just close your eyes and do your regular investment every month. Don't try and time the market to get the best time, because none of us know when it's going to be the best time to go into the market.
Yes, and we all know that old phrase, it's not timing the market, it's time in the market that is important. Isn't that so, Maria?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. Now, you say here, consider discussing your financial, to summarize that is, consider discussing your financial strategy with a financial advisor who can help tailor an investment plan that addresses your fears while aligning with your financial goals. Together, you can turn fear into your financial ally. So there's a combination of fear and calmness, and both work together, and yeah, it works. And I think the fact that we're speaking now means that you're doing that for your clients, Maria.
Yes, definitely. I think as a financial advisor, our biggest job is to keep our clients calm in times when markets are down, to just give them the logic, because as soon as that fear kicks in, all the logic goes out of the window. And it is so important to just logically think, you know what? I know markets are down. There is no way that all the companies in the S&P 500 will go bankrupt and I will lose all my money. So that's our job, is basically to hold your hand in those times, and then also to give you a more or less a game plan to take your fears and face them head on. Get a game plan to get a strategy with your financial planner so that you know what, I have this fear of not having enough money for retirement. I saw my financial advisor. We did a game plan. I'm going to invest $3,000 more per month instead of how much I have been investing. Then I'm going to get closer to my goal of my retirement savings.
Very good. Well, I hope you put enough money aside for Easter eggs this weekend, Maria, because the Easter egg hunt is terribly important, of course. Thank you very much for your analysis today. That's Maria Smit from Brenthurst in Pretoria. And that was It's My Money. It's My Money was brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, an award-winning boutique wealth management company.